This story broke earlier today. You can't believe it because it's not believable in many respects. We'll break it down. Capitol Police Chief warns that militia groups want to blow up the Capitol when Biden addresses Congress. Here we go, right? Blow up. Why? I think most of the country wants to watch Biden. Biden crashed and burned all by himself when he has to speak at the State of the Union address. This doesn't make sense for a number of reasons, but we'll get into it in a minute. We'll pick this apart. This new interim police chief at the Capitol Police is a real... Let's go on a magical mystery tour. We can't seem to get any. Let's change it up here. That doesn't sound so good. How about this? There you go. Easily adjusted. The Magical Mystery Tour of the Capitol Police. It's the new aloof, obtuse law enforcement operation of the day, the du jour. Stepping into the FBI's limelight, a lack of answers and transparency. Listen to this dingbat. Acting U.S. Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman warned Thursday that militia groups involved in the January 6th insurrection want to blow up the Capitol and kill as many members as possible when President Joe Biden addresses Congress. Should we do a flash poll? I mean, this smells like bullshit from minute one. First of all, the militia groups that were involved in the January 6th insurrection are all run by the FBI and Homeland Security. So if there's any plans to blow anything up, okay, the FBI is at fucking Lowe's right now buying the pipes for the pipe bombs to set people up, right? That's not intelligence that a militia group is going to blow something up if the FBI is working an operation to make it seem like a militia group is going to blow something up or entrapping members to think that they're partaking in a operation to blow something up. And really, the group running the operation is the FBI. Now, this plays out time and time again, hundreds of times, since 9/11, 2001, and before that, believe me. And Yogananda, Chief Yogananda Pittman, she's got some problems of her own. She should keep her yap shut. Number one, you have a Capitol Police officer, Sicknick, who was supposedly killed by a Trump supporter with a fire extinguisher, bludgeoned to death. That turned out not to be true. Sicknick's mother said that's not what happened. The guy probably had a stroke. No autopsy released. Capitol Police under Yogananda are not saying anything. Where I come from, that's called a cover-up, number one. Number two, Yogananda is harboring the maniac who shot that unarmed woman and killed her in the hallway of the Capitol. She was trying to she was an Olympic runner. She was climbing over some debris and trying to jump over a blockade. He shot her point blank in the neck. Where I come from in the training I've had, that's not a proper use of force. His life wasn't threatened. He could have shoved her back over. Instead, point blank shot her in the neck. Now, this guy is hiding. They won't even identify the guy. The only terrorist I see is this guy, as far as I'm concerned, right? But these guys love the misdirection. They love the projection. It's insane. It really is. So, Yogananda, get your own house in order, okay? Stop covering up Sicknick's cause of death and lying about it. Because the Capitol Police lied about it. It's fucking proven from the outset. And, of course, Congress used that information to get the ball rolling on clamping down on your social rights, civil liberties, and everything else, which is what they do. They use that as a stick. And when it turns out to be fake, they never walk it back because they're like, well, these militia groups are out of control. So this smells like bullshit from minute one. And this new police chief has got her hands filled And it sounds like she's going to fit right in with the swamp, so to speak. And it's a damn shame. So, yeah. So stop lying and covering up Sicknick's death and making us all look bad out here. Like he was beaten to death or murdered on January 6th. That apparently is not the case, according to his family and according to a lot of other information that's coming out, despite what the New York Times and the mainstream media has reported. And where's the guy, and why hasn't he been charged with shooting an unarmed woman in the neck? That's an excessive use of force. And when you go into training, it's not, you can't just roll up on somebody who's unarmed and shoot him in the neck. It doesn't work that way. Where's he at? Who is he? Why won't you identify him? And don't give us bullshit about mystery groups, militia groups trying to blow up the Capitol. There's not even a date, okay, for the State of the Union. It's not even set, number one. Number two, the President of the United States probably is not capable of delivering a fucking speech on that date. And number three, the militia groups that she referenced, okay, and it spread like wildfire today. Every hobo in the mainstream media was on it. The groups that she, the militia groups that she referenced are run by the FBI, for fuck's sake. They all have paid informants inside these places, running them and selling out their own members. Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, Antifa, Black Lives Matter. The base, it goes on and on and on and on. Okay, there has not been a serious resistance since David Koresh, since Ruby Ridge, okay, around the same time in the 90s. Because the FBI, and I know because I worked with these guys, they came up with the idea of, hey, if we infiltrate all these groups, we don't ever have to worry about having another Ruby Ridge. We don't have to ever worry about having another Branch Davidian nightmare because we'll run the operation and make it look like these guys are militia. It's an ingenious scheme, and they've done it time and time again. And like, I know what's going on here with this Yogananda. She's taking her orders from the feds. And when I worked with the White House, attached to a White House group, under the George W. Bush administration, when they were whipping up the crowd about radical Islamic terrorism in the U.S. and abroad and the dangers to U.S. citizens and dangers to U.S. targets and assets, I said to these guys, is this stuff even true? And a very high-ranking intel guy that I was working with in D.C. told me, you know what? We go and we whip up the national security advisor, we whip up the vice president, and we whip up the president from time to time. Scare the living shit out of them and tell them, hey, if this happens on your watch, man, you're responsible. So you better do something about it. Better get the word out. Better start coordinating a clampdown. Because if this blows up, we warned you about it, and it's your ass on the line. And so these guys go in, these law enforcement guys go, I said, what's the point of that? So, well, it gives us a lot of leeway. It gives us a lot of a lot of power. It gives us a lot of influence to do what we want, to press what we want, and not get pushback from the executive branch. So you have to look at all that stuff. When I saw this today, I just shook my head and I said, this woman is just another puppet. She's just another puppet. She was just appointed to the job after the last guy shit the bed and let the entire, looks like the entire country inside the Capitol and on January 6th. So they appointed her, and she just looks like another dummy to me, to be honest with you. This kind of statement is planted, it's propaganda, it's bullshit. And if there is a plan to blow up the Capitol, the FBI and the feds are behind it, and they're running these militia groups. Bank on it. Take it to the bank.